Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa. We are back in action and with another guest who is one of my former students. And I love this because, you know, sometimes we get to demo day and I'm just wildly impressed. And that's what happened when we got Jenny P in the studio. So how are you feeling now that demo day is done? And I know that you've had the opportunity to hear that final piece.
I am good. It was, I will say, it was a fun day, and not that I didn't have any nerves, but I feel like once I was there and in the studio, I was just like, okay, let's go. And it was just super fun. And I have heard it and it sounds great. It's one of those, like, you kind of forget it's you. And I was like, oh, she sounds fun. Who's that? And I was like, oh, that's me.
But isn't that, that's like the fun part about it too. Like, I know going in to that demo day, you got a lot of like mixed emotions happening and you're just like hoping that you can do your absolute best and really shine. And you did. And I know leaving that day, like I always try to remind students, it's like, you're going to get that demo. And you're going to have that moment of like, holy crap, that's me, you know, and it's just such a great feeling. It's hard work that's paid off. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's, you come in and I think we all have a little bit of a misconstrued view of what it takes to be a voice actor. And we think it's going to be a lot easier maybe than it actually is. And it's like, yeah, I've been reading for years. Like I can go ahead, I can do. And then you start to see all the intricate little, you know, moving parts into this, and it can be like it's like an eye-opening moment of like, like what did I get myself into? But it just takes some work. It's practice, you know. I mean, I equate it always to going back and learning an instrument, because that's exactly what it is here. You know, you're building a skill. What I want to know from you there, Jenny P, is what, you know, what brought you to us in the first place? Like what sparked this interest for you? Because everybody's a little different, you know, and what brings them to voiceover.
Yeah, so I have always been, and even as an adult, I am a little weirdo. And
you don't say.
I know. Shocking, I know. I'm glad glad you didn't fall over when I said that. And I always do little weird voices, like, and it's not a conscious thing. It's like you just do it. And so I've always wanted to be a cartoon. So that is still a life goal. I will be in something animated one day. And I've always been super busy and wanted to do voiceover, but I'm like, do I have the time to put into it? And then I quit my full-time job and started freelancing in video production. And I was like, you know what? Now's the time. And I've wanted to do this forever and I'm just going to do it. And I found you guys and it's been amazing. And when I heard the demo, like when I left demo day, like it just felt right. If that makes sense. Like I was like, I was like, yep, I'm happy. I'm home.
Good. Yeah. And you should be, happy because you know what I loved about, and especially like what you were just saying, it's like, I've always done these little voices and it wasn't always intentional. It was just something that happened. And, you know, I think because you are that person, you kind of are, I don't want to say a step ahead of somebody else, but you lack the nerve of like holding back from doing that in a session because that's just who you are, you know? And so it was just fun to be able to do these sort of different pieces with you to showcase, you know, the silliness of who you are, because I mean, that is who you, like, I mean, you're not walking around and you're not like a, you know, actually a mouse, but you know, you can have some fun being one, you know, and it's just,
am I not?
But it's just, it's a natural fit. And I think it can be for just about anybody if they let themselves have it be a natural fit. And maybe it does take going through a program like you did and experiencing some time in the studio to walk away going, yeah, that was the right choice. You know, it wasn't just a feeling that I was having of like, I can do this. It was, like the universe kind of being like, you know, this is your puzzle piece, so let's like snap it into place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean, so you're saying obviously animation is a goal for you. So we can talk more about goals in a moment, but like what kind of steps are you taking right now for yourself? Now that you do have the demo, like what's the pieces that you're putting into play?
So one of the first things I did, even before the demo and website were ready, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna let myself get behind or just be like, oh, I'll start working on the other steps tomorrow. So I went ahead and made an Instagram for it.
Nice.
I told people, I was like, look, there's nothing on it yet, but I'm gonna go ahead and do that and start like promoting stuff. And so now I'm just going through like also like working on my plan for marketing myself more and just taking all the steps to really get things out there and get going and maybe be a mouse again one day.
Yeah, you know what I think is fun is as ridiculous as social media can be in so many ways, like it is such a great tool for all of us. You know, just as an example, like I for the radio stuff that I do, somebody had shared a video with me of this one guy who is a country artist, right? And but he's just been trying to get his music out there, and what did he do? He did like a funny little silly 30-second parody over Morgan Wallen because he was arrested for throwing a chair over a bar roof, you know? And the thing blew up. I mean, last I knew, and it's got to be way over that now, but it was like 24 million views. So, you know, I sat down and I interviewed him, you know, because it made sense. And that way it's like that little tiny thing that took him 5 minutes to do now has him in front of all these people on TikTok. But then, you know, I interview him. He's getting on the radio here and on the radio there, and he's on, you know, this platform that maybe he wouldn't have those people in front of him. So you just kind of never know who's watching. And you know, you could end up doing things on TikTok too, where it's like, this is me and just practicing different voices, or this is me doing this audition for something, or here I am in the studio and, you know, I just did this project for so and so. And it, like you're using hashtags, like all that stuff just. You don't know who's following what and who's going to click on it. And that could lead to another opportunity or get you in front of somebody who knows of an opportunity. Like, so, you know, it's such a different world that we're living in that, you know, when people were doing voice acting in the 80s didn't have that opportunity, you know? So it's opened up this world. So tell me goals, right? Like what do you hope is maybe like the first thing, what do you hope is, you know, the biggest goal for you that could possibly be coming?
First goal is just finding, like, going through the process and booking that first job, whatever that first job may be. It will be amazing and feel amazing because that will be, it's like, okay, I got it, first one.
Yep.
And ultimately, and I love animation and ultimately do want to do something animated, but I also, you know, any commercial work I think would be fun. And it's just fun diving into different stuff. And I've actually been going through the script library from the program and just like pulling different things and like doing those to get more practice in, and recording myself, which I know most of us don't like listening, but it really is so helpful.
Yeah, it's a vital tool. I mean,
It
and
really is.
we all have like the easiest way to do it on a smartphone. And you would be surprised how crystal clear that audio really is. Not that they're going to use it for a final, you know, commercial or a final narrative, but you know, just to have it laid down so you can even, you know, hear it in the right way. You know, like it's so amazing how skewed our ears are to what we sound like at first. You know, you really have to hold your ear to it. And, you know, you kind of see that, you know, again, you walk into this world of voiceover and you think, oh, it's just reading. I can do that. And then you realize all the other additional skills that you're going to be, you know, learning along the way, where it's like, okay, well, this is the proper way to read. And here's how I can seek out some work. And this is how I can use this program to edit myself. And this is what I can do to help build my ear. And like, You know, it's just it's a layered process. I mean, being a voice actor is like peeling back layers of an onion, I think. Or putting them back on, I should say.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I like that.
Because we start as we start at the inner, I think. But cool. So if somebody were to want to go ahead and take a listen to this demo of yours, where are they going to find it? Do you know what your website is off the top of your head?
I went to the Instagram page I made. So it is jennyp.icanvoice.com.
Well, there you go. See that Instagram can be very helpful. So yeah, Jenny P has done a commercial demo. If you want to hear how that was put together, and you want to, you know, see some of the stuff that she brought to the table, please feel free to go ahead and check it out. What were some of the things that you were doing to practice, like getting yourself into the right mindset and everything leading up to demo day before I let you go today?
Well, one of the biggest things, and it was a thing that you told me too, you were like, don't over practice, which is, I think, great advice too, because I think it's great advice for anyone, but I am also someone who can quickly get into my own head. So, like, every other day I would go through them and I would record myself. Some days I would take a script and walk around the house and do them while I was walking around. And like, I would do maybe the same one a few different ways, like especially the really more charactery things, like the common cold. I actually changed my approach and the voice I wanted to use from listening to myself. And then I was like, oh, let me try it this way. And then I was like, oh, I like that better. That's more fun. So definitely like practicing and recording yourself, but also don't over practice and get into
I'm
your
impressed that
head.
you were able to go ahead and like use a script to walk around and do that. I would have hurt myself instantly. I'd walk right into something. But no, I mean, listen, the demo came out fantastic. I'm excited to see what comes from everything and all the hard work that you're putting in now as the legwork begins. And I'm wishing you all the best. You know that you got us in your back pocket when you need us, so don't hesitate, okay?
Thank you so much. You've been great. And yeah, everyone's great. You're great. And I am looking forward. I'm not going to run away. I will always be like, hey,
Yeah,
what's
please
up?
do. Please do. And if anybody has any questions or any input or anything that you want to talk about with VoiceOver, you can hit me up, marissa@voicecoaches.com. We got a brand new episode coming next week and more guests coming soon with Voice Coaches Radio.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more VoiceOver news and information.